Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
I kind of dropping you, bro. Can you say something about my mixtape coming out?
Let me get my man right on.
See your name, Rod Davis.
Rod Davis doing it big with DJ Black Caesar for his mixtape.
I don't believe it.
Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
Co-Corey Capone's on the other side of you.
Co-Corey
Capone, man.
Co-Corey Capone, Co-Corey.
Co-Kilos, Corey Kilos. Coke, that's me, man. Holla at your boy, man. Look me up on YouTube on the Coke Dirty Laundry mixtape. Holla at your boy.
Am I saying prescription?
Yo, guys, check it out, guys. I got my people here right now. We're at a bocce shop right now. We're eating dinner. We're having a good time. I just want to give a shout out to my people out there. What's up, Johnny O? Nerd DJs. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to my grimy music DJs. What's up, guys? Hey, this CD right here is going to be the best on the market, guys. I got a lot of major artists on here right now. I got Bone Thugs and Harmony. I got Idi Amin on here. I got Creek Dog on here from the Dog Pound. I got a lot of people on here, man. So check it out. Oh, hey, I can't forget my man. Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, Mikey J? I got him on the CD also, guys. So check out this CD. It's real hot. I got a lot of major artists on here, guys. Check it out. I got Rod Davis sitting beside me, man. We're at the hibachi shop right now, eating dinner. Hey, check it out, guys. Hey, what's your name, baby?
Jennifer.
I got Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, say Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
You heard it right there from Jennifer. She gave you guys a shout-out. Heroes of Music, man. We're having a good time up here. Hey, guys, I'm tipsy. I'm real tipsy. So you guys, hey, what?
Whoa!
taking her home with us, man.
I'm going
maybe
home with you, baby.
Wow. Look at the
blue. Yeah.
Jesus H. Christ, man. She's so sexy.
Thank you, baby.
Boy, she's hot.
I know.
Steph should have been here for this one.
Who is that?
You were right. Boy, hey, you know what? Hey, Casey, do me a favor. Go get her number. Pull her on the Hummer, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Hit up the Holiday Inn or something like that.
Batman! Batman, are you alright? Yes, Superman.
Yo, yo, yo! Welcome to the DJ Black Season Friends Show, guys. This is where it all goes down. You know how we do it around here. Hey, guys, I want to welcome my people out there right now. I want to welcome Point Blank. I want to welcome my cat songwriter out there. And also, I want to say hello to Willie the Redneck. And, hey, let's say hello to Harold the Hippie. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on? Are we on?
Hey, Willie, man.
Wow, man, no, this is Harold, man. What's up, man? Are we on the air?
Hey, Harold, how was you calling?
Yeah, man, I was taking a break, man. You know, I'm off today, man.
Okay, I forgot about you, Harold. I forgot about Harold the Hippie. You're taking a break right now. Okay, I got you, brother. Hey, do your thing, man. Well, I thought that was Willie, because Willie's always doing something. He's always doing something crazy, man. So I thought it was him.
Well, man, no, man. I'm sorry, man. I didn't know we were on the air already, man. I gotta behave.
Yeah. We're on the air, brother. That was me right there singing that song. She's hot, my uncle. That was KC on there also. So we're just chopping it up. You know, having a good time, man. You know how we do. Hey, guys, I hope you like that. I got more to come later on in the show. We got Point Blank on the show. What's up, Point Blank?
What's going on, Caesar?
Hey, man, it's all good in the hood, my man. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, man, send back your lights, man. Wait for the next move to happen, yo. That's all.
That's what's up, man. Hey, let me get one. Let's get my guy, Young Ryder. Young Ryder, what's up, baby? You out there?
What up, Phil? New Jersey and the Bills.
What
is
up,
happening?
Man?
Good. Shout out to your bro, Point Blank. You know what I mean? Dan V, that's like my next door neighbor.
Yeah, man. Okay. I'm right here, man.
Yeah, Jersey, we only 4 hours apart. So, you know, that's my next door neighbor.
And number two, cool. Right.
Yeah, all
what?
That.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Hey, that's the way the show works, everybody. If you got any questions, you can push one on your down pad. I'll see you guys. See somebody already got their hands up. Let me see what this is right here. I'm going to turn on the mic, open it up real quick. We usually don't do this early in the show, but 832, your mic is open. What's up? 832-414, your mic is open.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, my brother. Who is that?
Yes, sir. This is Asarah Alanoa out of Houston, Texas.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I am doing wonderful, my man. I am blessed, man, by Allah. What's up with you, brother?
Brother, I'm just listening in.
Okay. That's cool, man. You hold on and listen to a little bit of the show, man. You might enjoy it tonight. I got two major guys on the show. We have Young Ryder. He's a fashion designer, and also he's a little bit more than that. He's going to tell you more about that later on. And we have Point Blank on the phone. World famous Point Blank. What's up, Point? Tell him about yourself, Point Blank.
Hey, man, basically, man, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, man. Been doing it for a minute. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just not really getting back into it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is fluctuating nice for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been asking about me, you know what I'm saying, trying to see where I'm at, where I've been hiding at. I'm still here, just been taking off for a minute, but now I'm back, you know what I'm saying, I'm here.
Hey, brother, you know what, man, it's good to have you back. I see you doing stuff over with Black Smoke. Killer in the house, what's up, Killer? Hey, guys, let's get Killer a shout-out. What's up, Killer, over there? Black Smoke Concept, Black Smoke Inc., he's doing his thing over there, making their dreams come true. He's got a lot of people there. Yeah. So I know you're part of our team, man, so what's it like to be part of Killer's team, Black Smoke?
I mean, you see, Black Smoke is something I never even thought I'd be a part of, you know what I'm saying? But from what I'm seeing, what I'm going through, Kenneth Williams, that's my manager, shout out, CEO, that's my man, he's doing his thing, I tell you. He's making everything happen for me, you know what I'm saying? He's sitting back in the cut chilling, being quiet, which was happening. But when the man talking and shit happens, everybody see what's going on. Like I said, I got belief in the man. He lead me the right way. And everybody on the squad watching with me and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? The movement. And we all trying to get up, trying to get stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, see, I got mad love for the team, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Harold, you were saying something? You were saying, wow?
No, man, I'm just like, you know, it's like, wow, he's giving like a great compliment, man. Maybe he can put me and Willie on his team, man.
Hey, you know what, man?
Do you guys take stoners and drunks or what, man?
Hey, we don't discriminate against business, man. We don't discriminate against the business.
Hey, Willie, you there, man?
Willie dropped off for a minute. His phone dropped, and I'm not going to call him back up. He's going to call into the show. So Willie's not on the phone with me now. He was on my line, but now he's off my line.
Nice.
Harold, if you got any questions you want to talk to Point Blank about, go right ahead.
Yeah, man. Where are you out of, man? You're out of Chicago?
Yes, sir. Chicago, Illinois, the one and only. Can't find nothing like it.
Wow, man, that's, like, cool, man. What's good there, man? I mean, what's the music scene like, man? I know you guys have, like, a issue with a lot of street problems right now, man, people shooting each other and stuff, man. Can you give some positive feedback?
I mean, shit, I can't really tell a man what they can and can't do. I sit back and I see what's going on in my city and shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't knocking it. It's fucked up, but, all I can say is, I keep my head up high, make sure my people is good and safe, keep an eye on mine and everything. And I don't really knock them back for what they're doing. They're about their own way of surviving out there, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know what I'm saying? So I love my city, but as far as the music goes, you got Chief Keef out there doing his thing and shit, you know what I mean? You got some other guys out there doing their thing, so everybody got their own style. I just kind of branched off from everybody's style and did my own thing.
Yeah, man. How long you been doing the music thing for?
I've been doing it, I started back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, doing the kind of smaller stuff right there, but times kind of changed. So the last few 10 years, I kind of been putting my all into it, and the last past 2 years, everything's starting to pay off now. So I've been doing it for a while.
Who influenced you, man, to do music and stuff?
Really, I'd have been through a lot, man, you know what I mean? Jobs never really paid off. I got a crazy background, so I had to find a way to get myself in a different position. You know what I mean? So the only way I can get myself on, really, besides going through the streets, was to try to either go through a job or music. So I kind of, life kind of really influenced me. You know what I mean? Things I've been through.
Nice, man.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own way of explaining things, but me, yeah.
Hey, hold on, guys, one second, because we got a lot of people on the phone lines, and everybody has their lines lit up. They want to ask a question. Hey, everybody out there, get your mics on, clicked on one. I'll be right with you as soon as we get a little bit more into this interview. So I'll be with you guys shortly. Just don't go anywhere. Stay online, and we'll get with you shortly, because I see a lot of you got your hands up right now. I'm going to try to get to every one of you guys as soon as my guy gets a little bit more into his interview. I'm sorry, Harold. You can go take it away now.
Yeah? Hello?
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah, you can take it away, Harold.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I was just, like, trying to figure out, you know, as far as, like, the music industry, man, I mean, what are the do's and don'ts that you would suggest?
The do's and the don'ts, well, I'm going to keep it plain and simple. That's why they call me Point Blank, I guess, because I don't cut the chase, I don't cut no bushes down, I'm chopping the whole branch off, everything, the hoops and everything. The way I see it, you shouldn't follow another man's trend. That man's trend is already set. He already doing his thing. Whatnot. You should always keep it original. Don't never
right.
Play no other man's style. Everything. I ain't got nothing against it because they're making their moves. Don't you can call me ahead if they want to. I'm still giving y'all, you know what I'm saying, saluting y'all because y'all out there. But the way I see it, follow your own trend. You know, to make your own path. Don't know if they follow another man's path as far as being lyrically and all that other good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do your own thing. You know what I mean? That's why. They say swag, I say goals. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on that swag shit. I'm on my own thing. You feel me?
Yeah, man, I agree, man. It's like, you know, a few years back, everybody was sagging their pants, man, doing the khaki thing now, you know, and now when I look around, man, it's like these guys, they're wearing these, like, tight pants, man. I'm, like, freaked out, man. It's like, I'm trying to, like, hold on and trying to figure out what the hell's going on, man. It's like they're wearing these skinny jeans, man, and it's, like, freaking me out, man. I'm like, whoa, dude, man, what's up with the skinny jeans, man?
Man,
you know,
if you
so, I mean, I think we need to put something together, man, and just ban those things, man. It's, like, freaking me out, man.
I went into it, man. I saw some fat boys in some of the skinny jeans, and boy, it gave me a damn heart attack down there.
Hey, Willie, man, wasn't that when you were staying at Caesar's place?
What the fuck? No, man. I was not staying in my place, man. What are you talking about? Come on, man.
I saw you
in them little skinny-ass jeans, Caesar, putting your section in
front. No, you didn't, Willie. You never seen me in that kind of stuff.
You went on a date with a fat black chick. I remember that.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, and it was like skinny jeans and a wife beater, man. That was like freaking me out, man.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you something to make point blank real proud of him, though. He had all red on there. He had the red skinny jeans on.
Come on, man.
Wow, man.
I'm gonna tell you something. He was red down, right. Like you said, you saw me. I had to hold my head down.
Come on.
Hey, point blank, don't believe what these guys say, man.
These guys are comedians. They do this for a living.
What, tell the truth, man? We tell the truth, man. That's what we do for a living.
Yeah. Ain't no proof.
Hell, this is what you do, man.
You are a 40-year-old dad living with his mother, living with his mom, riding around on a bicycle delivering papers. That's how you make a living. And then Willie, he's a 50-year-old bum that's a drunk and a part of the KKK.
Wait a minute, guys. Hold up, Caesar. I'm going to tell you something. You got a goddamn problem with me. You say it to my face. Don't say it on the goddamn radio. You hear me?
I guess Dad Turner and Problem 13 did the same thing, right?
Yep,
what do you say?
They used to be rednecks too,
goddammit. Hey, Problem 13. I'm sorry, Point Blank. I'm calling you Problem 13. I got him on my mind. Hey, Point, I got a question for you. Basically, you've been doing rap for a long time. You lived in Chicago for a long time. How long you been in Chicago, brother?
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, so how long? Do you live there now? You still reside in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in the west suburb right outside of Chicago.
Okay, in the west suburbs. Give me a name, man, so I can familiarize myself with the west suburbs.
I'm out here in Elgin.
Where at now?
I know where the hell Elgin is. That's kind of country out there, too.
Did you say Elgin?
Elgin is country out here.
Hey, you're
Elgin. Man. Hey, I think he's on a farm or something, man.
No, I'm not.
You got it.
Willie would shut up and let my man talk for a minute. Maybe we'll know each other. Hey, Willie, calm down, dude. Calm down, bro. You're talking too much. I'm trying to hear where Point Blank is at. You said you're in Elders?
Yeah, I'm out here in Elders right now. In Elders, Illinois.
Okay, I think I know that. Is that by River Oaks Shopping Mall?
No, it's not here by like Schaumburg and shit. Hey, can y'all go over there
somewhere? Yeah. Oh, Schaumburg. Okay, I know where you're at now. Okay.
It's out there like Northwest, Caesar. You know where that is, right?
Yeah, I know where Schaumburg is.
You ain't from no damn Chicago, Caesar. You're from goddamn Mexico some damn where. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Point Blank, I'm from the south side. I'm over on 74th and Claremont. I'm over by 73rd and Silly. You know where that's at?
I know where that's at.
Okay. That's my area right there. And my people live on 74th and Claremont.
Yeah, I'm over there.
Nobody in Chicago claiming you're a black ass.
Okay. That's what's up.
Ain't nobody in Chicago claiming you're a black ass. I don't know what the hell you wanted this guy for him.
Damn, dude. Hey, guys, check it out. We got a lot of people on the phone with us. They all want to ask a question. Let me take a question from somebody online. Okay, 862-262-214. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Oh, okay. Well, my question is for Young Ryder. Is he still on the line?
Yeah, we haven't got it to Young Ryder yet right now, man. We have Point Blank on the phone, world famous Point Blank. He's a rap artist that's been out for many, many years. He just came back on the scene, so now he's with Black Smoke. So we'll get back to you in a minute, man, because we'll have Young Ryder on. He's actually next.
Okay, well, come back to me then. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back to you.
Hey, Caesar, I got one thing to tell you, buddy.
Yeah, Willie.
I forget, but I don't forget.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay. I'm going to take
one. I tell you what. Hold up, Caesar.
Hey,
TV, man. They let me listen in through the phone, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to call in and show my dudes some love and shit. Let them know we here, we supporting them, man. The Midwest got you.
Appreciate that,
my
bro.
Dude,
got you, my nigga. No doubt, my dude. Hey, the man Hustle Chick right there, man, that's one of my close homeboys, man. You know what I'm saying? Been around for a long time, man.
Okay,
ain't going nowhere.
Hey, y'all bugging up on this show for real. Y'all tripping me out listening to y'all. Straight up.
Wow.
Hey, thanks, man. Can you send me some money?
I just wanted to call in and show some love to my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Let him know we're supporting him and we got his back during this whole little movement.
Nice, man. Hey, man. You're supporting him, man. Can you send us some money?
I got to send him some money. He get money.
Oh, man. I need to get a loan, man.
Hey, buddy.
That's what we do in the Midwest.
Hey,
y'all
point blank.
What y'all doing?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, point blank.
Yo.
Hey, point blank. I need a favor from you, buddy. I need about $50 for my damn rent.
Hey, Willie, man, what about coach about
hey, don't even
answer that point blank, because I told
him,
hey, give me $25, man.
Hey, man, you still owe me 20, man. Hey, man, what happened to 20 that you owe me?
Yeah, I tripped.
Hey, I'm trying to get $50, goddammit. If I get that damn $50, Harold, I'll give you a goddamn 20, all right?
Well, man, you told
hey,
me
man,
you
hey,
had to get baby diapers, man. I just want my money, man.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to get my fucking Hustle Chiller shout-out, man, for calling in, man, taking the time to do that shit, man. Good looking, my dude, with everything, my nigga.
My nigga, you know it ain't number love, baby. You know I got you, for sure.
That's where it's at, man. The movement is already happening. It never stopping, so niggas still moving. So we out here.
No doubt.
That's what's up.
No doubt.
Thanks a lot for calling in, my brother. Thanks for calling
in. Appreciate y'all
I'm
putting
put
me on,
man.
Yep, shout-out to the whole deal today, baby.
All right. I just put mute back on mute. We'll get back to them later on. Hey, check it out. I see all you other callers out there, but we're gonna stop taking callers for 1 second. Give me 1 second, and I'll be back to asking you guys what's up. Okay.
Hey, Caesar.
What's up, dude?
I thank you for putting Point Blank on this show tonight. I thank you very much. Hey, my 2-year-old got all your stuff, boy, Blank. She got all your stuff.
Huh?
And she told me that, Caesar, one thing. She said, where was your ass at? Four nights when I was in the studio, where was your ass at, Caesar?
Okay, guys. I got my guy, Young Ryder, back on the phone. His phone dropped. He just called me on my phone line, so I got him back on the line. Okay, basically, Point Blank, I was about to ask you a question. But I see so many callers out there, man. Let me just take another caller, and I'm going to go to 903. 903, you can ask a question,
Hi. Make
a comment.
How y'all
Hi,
doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Wonderful.
This is Cena, Cena Love.
Cena, what's up, baby? How you doing?
What's happening? Y'all is clowning tonight. What's going on?
Hey, Cena, I got clowns on the show, man. You know, you already know Harold and Willie gonna take over the show. I can't get a word.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, so we got Point Blank on the phone lines, and we got
Yeah,
Joe Ryan
I wanted
on the phone
to ask. Yeah, I wanted to ask him a question. Hi, Point Blank. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to ask you what basically inspires you to keep going.
At this present moment right now,
yeah.
Like I said from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Life has always inspired me, but now I got three beautiful daughters, and I also have a fiance, you know what I'm saying, who's backing me up as well. So them right there is keeping me alive and keep my music going, plus my family as well, you know? So basically, life is just keeping me going.
That's wonderful.
Life is going to be sweet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And I also wanted to ask you, I know often being in the business, it can take a toll on your relationship. So how does that, like, you know, how does your relationship tie into what you're doing?
I mean, my relationship is tight. We good, you know what I'm saying? We'll be married soon. That's my, like I said, she's my fiance now. So we've been together for about 2 years. So, I mean, she understands what I do. She has her own business. We both, you know, we coincide with each other, and we make everything happen. Like I said,
That's
we got a
good.
Lot of land right now. So we work together with everything we do. She's supportive. I'm supportive, you know, so it's a relationship. It's a two-way street.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to ask you, like, personal questions. I'm just wanting the listeners out here, to basically get, you know, your perspective of what it takes for you to do what you do, plus be a family person. And I know that's not an easy thing to do, and it does take a toll on relationships, period, especially when the other person is not, you know, not into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Basically, they're not doing the same thing. So, I just wanted to give you big ups for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I'm not trying to sound like a reporter over the phone.
No, this is a blog talk station. You know what I'm saying? People don't ask questions, comment on things, so you got to be prepared for whatever. You know what I'm saying? So no harm took it. I respect everything. I respect the love. It means a lot
yeah.
to me. You know what I'm saying? Continue
okay.
to tune in tonight because I'm doing a real release tonight of a new track that no one has ever heard. So
okay,
make you stay tuned in.
I'm going to make sure I stay on so I can listen.
appreciate it.
That's no problem. Yeah,
I'm gonna take one more. Hey, Cena, I'm gonna take one more question, and then I'm gonna play a song by him. All right?
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah,
hey,
Willie.
I need you to do me one more favor, Caesar.
What's up, Willie?
I need you to take one more question. Have you finished that one question? Will you please play a song by him for me, please?
Okay, guys, you already heard what I said. Okay. Hey, we're going to take one more question, and then we'll be right back. We'll play a song by my man, Point Blank. Okay. 971, your mic is open. You can make a question or make a statement. Which one?
Yeah. What's up? It's Unique.
What's up, Unique? How you doing?
You know, I had to call in and show love to both y'all.
That's what's happening.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Black Smoke, baby.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Another Black Smoke artist in the house. Hey, Point Unique. Unique is one of the cats. That he's been on this show before. I think. Have you been here once or twice, Unique?
Three times.
Wow. Wow.
Action, man.
It is,
I don't know what was that one dude, but he was taking up airwaves.
Hey, that dude's
crazy. Yeah. Somebody need to give him a job to talk on the radio.
Hey, who is that, which one are you talking about?
That dude that was just talking crap and don't know what he's talking about. Need a job.
Oh,
I got too much time.
Hold on. What are you talking about, buddy?
You, buddy.
Hey, man. Willie, I remember him now, man. He dressed like a woman, man, for the interview. You know who he is.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you're talking about,
you don't know who you're talking to, brother.
Hey, man, Willie, I'm talking
nothing.
To you, man.
Yeah, he ain't nothing. But anyway, I'm showing love to people that are bosses, and, you know, whoever that is needs to go get a job or do something with their life, because you got too much free time.
Hey, thanks, sweetheart. You sound nice. What's your name again?
I got a job, buddy.
Hey,
come on, man. Willie, man. Show some respect.
I eat
Graham
crackers like you every day.
Wow.
What's up?
I sell moonshine for him.
I just got sick of hearing that, dude.
Hey, man. Wow, man. She sounds hot, man. What's your name?
Anyways. I wanted to show some love. That's why I came on here, you know.
Thank
but
you.
I eat graham crackers like
come
him every
buddy.
Day. So that's nothing.
Anyway. Hey, I'm getting kind of hungry because Caesar ain't got no food around here. Send me some of those goddamn
cool.
graham crackers.
You need to go on the street. Hey, go on the street. Get one of them signs that say, I need food. I will talk for my food.
Wow, man. Hey,
man.
Hey, Willie, man, you
don't want to step to that kind of game because I will climb you so bad, you'll be back in your mama's stomach.
Wow, man. What size shoe do you wear, man? Obviously, it doesn't match
you don't
up,
even
man.
Hey, buddy, you wish you had a mother.
Wow, man. He's got two cars,
Go drink some, man. That's all you need in your life right now.
This guy doesn't even know where his daddy is, and he don't even know where he's talking. He's on the radio talking crap to me. He don't know where his daddy is.
Man.
Oh, your boyfriend ain't home yet? Your boyfriend ain't home yet, huh? That's what it is. Oh, it's okay. I understand.
Hey, Willie, man. I might be his dad, man.
I feel sorry for you. Your boyfriend ain't home yet. That sucks.
Hello, everyone out there that's talking right now. Check it out. That's not how the show goes. Unique called in the show. His love to show me some love. So you guys, please, hold the jokes.
Right.
Thank you.
All good.
Hey, Caesar.
I called in for my boys.
Caesar, I ain't got.
Thanks for calling in the show. You call in, brother.
You're welcome.
I
can't wait to hear that song on there. Cause
we got it in on. Now, brother. Hey, Unique, Point Blank. Give me a world premiere for your song, Boss. You know. Give me a world premiere for that song, bro.
Yeah.
Check it out, bro. This is what's going on right here, man. You know, it's a real premiere
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homeboy Black Season, DJ Black Season, friends, family. So you feel me? Shout out to my homeboy Willie the goddamn it, Redneck, crazy as hell. Shout out to the homeboy Harvey. You know what I'm saying? But this is my world premiere, a boss shit featuring my homeboy Unique International. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my
Black Smoke Music.
Life, man. Fall back and bust the head. Don't be easy, man. Boss shit, nigga.
My man, I was really enjoying that, man. So you and Unique came up with that, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I got that the people. Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. You know what I'm saying. Basically, see, I got the track from my man J Rum. Shout out to him out there. You know what I'm saying, J Rum. Look him up. You know what I'm saying. He came with the beat for me. So see, you know what I'm saying. I got a hold of Unique as usual. You know what I'm saying. Son, Unique the beat. The same night, Unique sent the beat back with the hook on it, and a couple of days later, I sent his ass, he sent it back to me, and see, here you have it. You know what I mean? World premiere.
You know what, brother? I can tell you a lot about Unique. He is a real businessman. He is a hustler. He is somebody that you would like to work with, because that guy right there, he's a professional about everything he does, man. He's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine, and I just want to say that about him, because he already knows
favorite people right there, Caesar. It's one of my favorite people. He called me, clowned me and everything, but, you know, I don't care. I forgive people. But sometimes I forgive and I don't forget, though. I forgive and I don't forget, just like Court Blank said back in the day.
I got you, Willie. I got you, man. That's no problem, brother. Y'all were just having a good time. You show out all the time on the show, man. So you guys are good, okay? You good, brother. You good.
Hey,
you
Nick.
Unique. You still out there,
hey,
baby?
I just
want
to say
something. Yeah, I'm here. Oh, you know
oh,
it.
You still out there, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Hey, listen, I want you to do me a favor before we get off the show. I want you to say something bad about Caesar when we get off the show. Before we get off the show, I want everybody to know that you're not really
funny. This dude's always trying to get the hate on me, man. I hate haters, man. I don't know why they like that, but you know what? If you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. So it's all good with me.
Caesar, let me tell you something, Caesar. If ain't nobody hating on you, Caesar, you ain't of no relevance at all, buddy. I told you.
Matter of fact, while we're at it talking about haters, I want to give a big shout-out to all my haters who out there listening low-key. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still supporting the movement. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to all y'all haters out there. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to all my, you know what I'm saying, real supporters out there. Real talk. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, brother, we appreciate that.
Hey, point blank, I got a question for you, buddy. Everybody been talking, I ain't got to get my goddamn question in. Hey, you still part of the South Park Coalition, buddy?
You say what?
You're still in that South Park Coalition, right?
I'm up here in the Midwest, man, Chicago, Illinois, man, the only one, no others. That's where I'm at, you know what I mean? I'm out here moving around, migrating everything. You never know where I might be at.
Wow, man. Hey, man, I have one question, man, and this is, like, really, like, it's got my mind, like, totally blank right now, man. Can I ask you a question,
Your
man?
Mind stays blank, Harold. Your mind stays blank.
Nah, man, because you guys didn't even catch on to it, and I'm going to ask the question, man, because point blank, the question is, man, when you were talking about Rick Ross in the beginning of your song, which Rick Ross were you talking about, man?
Okay, so now you want to put me on the hot chair. And the hot chair,
yeah, man.
I cool that motherfucker down with this right here. I'm going to tell you something. When I had said, yeah, I'm on that bullshit, no Rick Ross script, what I meant by that, it wasn't a shot towards Rick Ross, but the whole world knows that what Rick Ross portrayed himself as to be. Like I said, I ain't sending a shot out at Rick Ross. I'm just speaking facts. You can't be a hater for talking facts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just letting that motherfucker body know that everything I do with my music is all real. Every bar, every word I say is all real. I'm not talking about no bullshit. I'm not talking about something I'm not doing and never did. I'll keep everything thorough, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't really do that. Nothing against it. Keep making moves. But that's just my insight on it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it, shit like that. I keep everything 100.
Well, man, what do you think, Caesar?
Well, hey, you know what? I don't comment like you guys. I don't ask questions like you guys either. So I stay out of it. You didn't ask.
Hey, I just want to ask you a question. I just want to know, you still part of the SPC, right?
I don't know where everybody getting this SPC thing from. You know what I mean? So, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm talking about with Kay Reno, South Park Coalition, PS13, and all that.
I've heard of them, but I'm not a part of that coalition. I'm part of Black Smoke Music.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was some false propaganda, Willie. You're really doing your research. Okay. Hey, check it out, everyone.
Check it out, right? At the same time, it's so many guys that have been using my name because I've been sitting back, you know what I'm saying, migrating, doing my own thing, going through life situations and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I've been point blank. Since 1994, 95, you know what I'm saying? And that shit has been going for a long-ass time. So all the guys in between, at the time of 94 up until 2K13, it's a lot of imposters out there. None of them is me. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody knows my name because
point blank.
Really me. What's happening?
Let me ask you this question, point blank. No, you're down with Kay Reno. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know that's it.
Kay Reno and point blank from South Park, you know, from South Park down there in Houston. You're the same guy, right?
Like I said, I've heard of that. I'm saying so many people have been using my name for a while. It's just about 20 point blanks out there. I've been the original point blank since 95.
I want to clarify.
Hey, point blank, check it out, man. I think Willie's kind of confused as usual. I know who you are, brother. I've been following you for like many, many years. I used to follow you back in the days, man, when I was getting out of high school. I got out of high school. I came to Mississippi, and I've been following you ever since. So I know when you came out. I know when you got your start, and I checked out a lot of your music, man. So you are one of those artists that I would say that, you know, you are a major as far as I look at it because, hey, you do your job, man, and you put good music on the street. Hey, speaking of that, I got another song by you that was on my mixtape, The Heroes of Music, guys. If you want to hear The Heroes of Music, you can go to www.nerddjsmixtapes.com. Go there and check the CD out right here or go on Facebook, and you'll see it on my Facebook page. I'll promote it in a minute. Well, if you guys check this out, I got my guy Point Blank on there, and he's doing a hell of a job. And we got a song right here called Shorty Said.
Yeah, yeah, that's your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is, man. It's Heroes of Music, man. Hey, DJ, play that shit, man. Hey, this your boy, man. This your boy Cat Daddy, and I'm stamming it, man. If you ain't got this, you better get it. This your boy. You know what it is.
So you
got
a big ass pussy.
That was great song right there by my man. Hey, check him out, man. Point Blank in the house, baby. Hey, let's get him back on the phone right quick. Let me get everybody back on the phone real quickly. And, okay.
Yo,
Point Blank, you there?
Hey, man, I want to give a big shout-out to my motherfucking brother, a.k.a. the tattoo number one Chicago artist right now, winning trophies, Blade Brown. You know what I'm saying? He was in the first verse, you feel me? Look him up on Facebook, Blade Tattoo. That's my man, Joe. Shouts out to my brother Blade Brown, Joe, for that, you know what I'm saying, that verse right there and that hook. It was his idea, his concept, Joe. I ran with it. It's a banger.
That's what's up, man. Showing love to your people like that. That's what's up. Hey, brother, your interview is just about up, but I want you to tell everybody your social networks so they can find you at online. Can you give them your social networks?
Okay, y'all can check me out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? On Facebook, it say Blank, man. I'm Point Blank. But, you know what I'm saying? I had an issue with my motherfucking name on Facebook. But linked up on Facebook under Blank, man. My fan page is Point Blank, the first.
No.
You know what I'm saying? The is spelled D-A. The
no.
Number one, S-T. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on Instagram,
no.
Point Blank 7479. Point Blank 74 on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We are blacksmoke.com. I'm on that motherfucker. Check me out, Joe. Follow your boy, man.
That's what's up. Hey, dude, we're going to take one more caller. I see one out of Chicago area, so I'm going to take that. 773, your mic is open. Now you can say yo.
Yo, what's up? I want to give a shout-out to my homie Point Blank, man. Hottest nigga in the Midwest, man.
Hey, that's my man, Scud.
That's Scud, man. You hear me, Joe?
What's going on, famo?
Man, Joe, I'm going to give my shout-out to my support to Point Blank. Midwest repping, Joe.
That's what's going on. Gratitude for the move, for the love, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Good looking, my man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, caller, for calling in, man. We appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Much love, Joe. I'm out.
All right, good.
All right,
good.
Brother.
My nigga.
Okay, Point Blank, can you give your social networks one more time, my man?
Social networks, I'm going to go from the top. You know what I'm saying? www.wearethe letter R. blacksmoke.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook under Blank, man. I'm on Facebook as Point Blank DA first. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Instagram, Point Blank 7479. I'm on Twitter, Point Blank 74. You know what I'm saying? Look me up on YouTube. I got Boss Shit Promo. Search Boss Shit Promo on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? This my major networks right there. You feel me? Hope y'all follow up, brother. You know what I'm saying? Help me make the movie.
Right. Hey, man, it was great having you on the show tonight, man. You really did a wonderful job. Your interview was excellent, and I just love to have you here, man. I'm sure Harold and Willie would say the same thing. If Willie was on the phone.
Hey, Point Blank, let me tell you something, buddy. You
what's
some
up,
time, buddy? I'm going to sell you something. I got a gallon of moonshine right here, right now, waiting for you, buddy. I'm going to send it to you right there in Chicago, buddy.
Hey, you send me that moonshine, I'm going to send it back to your ass.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You said it right to me,
you
better have been
taking
a damn swallow out of it.
Wow. Point Blank, thank you. I really appreciate you, brother.
No doubt, please, man. How did you assume, my brother? Y'all be easy out there, man. Won't sit black. All right,
brother.
Point Blank, you continue to be hard out there, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm being life out here. It ain't about being hard, but being yourself. That's what I do. Your self-preservation, homie.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black, hey, Willie, this interview is over.
I got another artist that I spoke last. I can skip it, all right?
Hey, Fraser, you getting on my goddamn nerves now, God.
Hey, young Ryan, what's up, young man?
Young Rider 05, if you want to go check out a little piece of my product.
What's going on, though?
Hey, Young Rider, hold on for a second, man. Something's going on in the background. I hear a lot of noise. I don't know who that is, but if you guys got...
It might be a little scuffle. It's kind of rough.
Oh, okay, brother. So that's your phone.
It's not. It ain't my phone. I saw somebody over there. It was kind of rough.
Yeah. So everybody needs to put your phones on mute, because if you don't do that, then I'm going to have to mute you guys out, too, because I can't have that noise in the background. So, Please mute out your phones, turn it down a little bit so we can hear this interview. Young Rider, now, I know you got a clothing line. Can you tell us a little bit about it, brother?
Yes, the clothing line is something that I started. It's called Rider's World. It's open to males and females, but I started with the young lady, you know, because I had great taste and I kind of wanted to see something different, something added. You know, because we got Sean Jones, we got Rocker Will. So I just want to, you know, try to start something new with a new urban flavor. Like I said, it started out for the females, but then, you know, it transcended over to the males, you know, to the guys that want to show love. Rocker World is basically a statement within itself. You know, no matter what you do in life, long as you grind hard, ride hard at it, it's a rider's world. Do what you thought.
Right.
All right, let me ask you a question, buddy. Your name, Slash, right? Your name, Slash?
Oh. Slash? Dude, we ain't got nobody on the show. We don't have nobody on the show.
Slash, man. What the hell is goddamn name? What is your name, buddy?
But he said the guy's name. His name is Young Rider, dude.
Young Rider?
Hey.
Now, let me ask you something, Rider. You ride horses, buddy?
Oh, no, I ride motorcycles, so 750 count with that.
Oh, you ride motorcycles. Let me ask you something, buddy. You say you're a dancer, right? What do you be doing? You dance that damn Michael Jackson, right? You be moonwalking?
Oh, I can do that, too. Yeah, that's one of my favorite entertainers, Michael Jackson, by way of Luther Vandross, by way of Miss Patti LaBelle. Yeah, I'm a grown man. Grown man music.
All
that's right. What you call that.
Hey, what I'm talking about? Now, hey, let me ask you something, buddy. You ever dance with Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and all that? You know what I'm talking about?
I would if it sounds good. Give me a little shot of that moonshine and throw that on. I'll get right.
I tell you what, buddy. I got something coming to you, buddy. I got something special with your name on it. I got some moonshine here. I tell you what, buddy, I got some moonshine mixed with some oranges and some coffee. I'm gonna send you some of that too with some.
Wow.
Hell, are you still out there, Harold? Well, man, yeah. Hey, Caesar, man, I'm here, man. I was to put my phone on.
Damn,
here, man.
Dude. What are you smoking on, Harold?
I honestly can't say right now, man. If I tell you what I'm smoking, man, it could be. I'm just afraid they're gonna knock on my door, man. Oh man,
are you on that dank or are you on that doctor? Tell me what kind of thing you're smoking right now, Earl. You can tell me.
It's not what I'm smoking, it's what I'm smoking out of, man. I got an 8-foot bong, man. Am I allowed to say that on radio?
Wow. What? No, yeah, you're all right, man. If the cops are listening, you're all right, trust me.
I'm smoking tobacco, man, in case the police are listening, man. I'm just like, you know, I'm chilling, man.
Wow.
Scooby-Doo, baby.
Wow, man.
Yo, Caesar. Hey, Caesar, baby. You didn't invite me to the show, man.
Well, you know what? I don't invite people to the show anymore. I stopped doing it, like, years ago, man. I stopped inviting people. If you want to come to the show,
listen, man. Let me tell you something, man. You got Willie on the show, man. You got Harold on the show, man. You know, I'm Scooby Doo, baby. I'm the original, baby. I'm one of the original friends you got, baby.
Scooby, I don't really dig pimps, man. That's not my cup of tea anymore. I'm like, I've been out of that game.
I don't exploit women no more, Caesar. You know, I'm a dancer, Caesar. I dance for him, baby. I do the moonwalk, baby. I do everything for him. I climb mountains for him, baby.
Wow. Okay, Scooby. You keep doing your thing, man. We're in the middle of an interview, Scooby Doo. Can we get on our interview?
Okay. We can bring Scooby out.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you something, man.
Wow, man. I can't believe this, man.
Hey, you
UFO land.
You messed up your heart over there, baby.
Oh, wow, man. I'm like,
you're in the middle
like,
of your heart,
out,
man. You better slow down and start smoking, man.
I just saw something, man. I can't believe this, man.
What'd you see, Harold?
You need to put that stuff down, man.
I'm not sure, man. Oh, man, either that is one ugly woman or it's E.T., man. I don't know, man. Wow.
Wow. Hey, guys, hold on for a minute. Everyone that's on the phone line, I see you guys with your hands up. I'm going to take a couple of questions real quick, and we're going to get back into this interview with Young Ryder. Okay, 331, your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question to Young Ryder.
Hello, Young Ryder. Young Ryder,
yeah,
you there?
What's going on?
How you doing?
What's going on? I'm here.
I'm wondering, do you have any kids?
Oh, yeah. I have two beautiful boys, 18, and my youngest is 17.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, no. I'm separated.
Okay, because I'm trying to come down there. I see what you look like. I was wondering if you'd be my baby father.
Damn, I'm the whole nother baby.
hey, did you just ask him to be your baby's father?
I seen him. He looked good.
Yeah, okay, but did you just ask him to be your
baby's father? Baby. You can't. Listen, you're just a newcomer. You can't come on a show like this and try to take my man. Who the hell you think you are?
Oh, Lord.
My name's LaQuisha. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
LaQuisha from Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm gonna tell you, baby. You need to stay your little young ass up there in Baltimore, baby. You don't want to come down here.
Wow. Wow.
Who's you? You is his grandmother?
Looks like they're gonna have a fight on you.
I ain't his grandma. I'll tell you, that's an insult. You tell her, Young Ryder, I ain't your grandmama. You tell her who the hell I am.
Wow. Okay, ladies, hold on for one second. Let me take another caller.
I'm gonna put some on his ass because he's on damn well.
Ma'am.
Hey, you tell her what I'm talking. I'm talking to my grandbaby. You ain't got no damn business out here dancing, pulling your clothes off for these damn women. You don't even know
them. Ma'am. Can you hold on for one second, please?
Oh, Lord.
Young Ryder, I'm gonna take 6300, your mic is open. You can make a comment, ask Young Ryder anything you want.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Ryder, this is Sabrina calling from the Shy.
Okay, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. You don't know who this is?
I can't make out right now.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. Okay. I've been asking you for some oil for 22 years, and I still ain't got it.
Well, I got your oil right here, mama. I got plenty of oil, man.
Oh, wow. She's been asking you for 22 years. What's up with that, man? You got water to
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, go.
I'm still waiting on the answer. I'm waiting patiently for the answer.
I got oil right here. You come over and see me or Willie.
Hey, I can't talk to you.
Hey, Ryder,
I want my damn oil too. You can't give her no damn oil. You ain't gave me none.
Hello, Young Ryder.
Work it out. It's plenty.
Young Ryder,
you know
I'm coming there where you at, Young Ryder. I already told you I want my oil.
But I got arthritis. I got rheumatism. I need that damn oil.
Damn. I know that's right.
Wow, man. Hey, Young Ryder, man. I think you need your own station, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to realize I'm a big deal.
Hey,
Harold,
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to talk to DC and see if you can help me get a radio show. Let me be a friend on that Diesel show because Diesel ain't doing me right.
I'm going to, man. I'm going to have a young rider and friend show, man. This guy's got, like, a lot of women that want him, man. He's got cougars. He's got ghetto babes. He's got girls that work at the cars, car lot, man. She wants oil for her car.
Can I request a song? I need some grown music. You got to turn it
on. Wow.
Wow, man. Hey.
I got some music for you.
Can I request a song? We need some grown up
music
on there. We need to change this shit up tonight.
Daily.
What's going on?
I think we need to play R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly and Bump and Grind,
man. Hey,
no,
we don't know. We don't want no R. Kelly.
Hey, I got a solution to all this right here. Why would you put on something like Aretha Franklin? You make me feel like a real woman.
Whoa,
man.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Hey, you know what? Shut the hell up and let me talk to myself.
Let's turn this house into a home.
check it out, guys.
Put a little loop on.
People, shut the hell up and let me talk for a minute.
Break up, oh, turn around and make up.
That was for my girl Baltimore Storm out there. Baltimore, what's up? We're checking you out, baby. Hey, check it out, guys.
Get your junk ass away from me.
Well, yeah, that was great, man. We should play more of that.
You know what?
No, we don't need to do nothing. I need that
old ass woman to shut the hell up so I can get on my interview.
Oh, man.
I need to get rid of because
I'm going to tell you something. Don't you ever.
It's your radio show, ma'am. It's not your radio show.
Your life. Don't you ever disrespect me like that.
Yeah, would you shut up, please?
I tell you what,
Young
Ryder, send me some of that damn oil. I shut the hell up, all right?
Man, talk that gangster shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Young Ryder, don't provoke her, man, because she's really on it tonight. Okay.
You need to get your old ass off the goddamn show. I'm tired of hearing you, goddamn it.
I'm tired of hearing your ass too. You ain't.
Oh, man, total chaos,
man. Oh, yeah,
we got some more phone calls.
Check it out, guys. We actually have a couple more callers on the phone with their hands up. I'm going to go to another call. 240.
Hands go up.
240.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Uwe. We're from Washington,
like,
D.C. No,
oh,
Washington, D.C. This Uwe, baby, your sis. Hey, I don't have a question for you. I just wanted to say to you that you are one heck of an entertainer, and I'm proud of you that you stepped outside of this business to pursue another journey in your life with your urban clothing wear, with your own New Jersey swag to it. I'm proud of you, and I just want you to keep up the good work. Love, Marquita.
Much love, greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated.
Call it. What's your name? No.
Marquita. Oh, baby.
Marquita, okay. Marquita, okay.
Well,
so
man.
You've been to one of Young Writers shows, ma'am?
Yes, I'm one of the promoters down here in D.C. I had started
one
of my Monday night spots. I help out with other shows like Vicious 24/7 and other places, so... Yes, I've been knowing him for a while. So, yes, I'll be going to the shows.
That's great. Do you have anything you'd like to get a promotion to real quick?
No, not at all,
okay.
No.
Well, how about an upcoming show? You got
an upcoming show
you want to throw out there?
Well, the upcoming show is in Baltimore area for Sleepy Anniversary Show. Young Rider will be there, right? Correct? You'll be there, right?
Yes, this Saturday, yes, I'm coming straight from
Dallas.
Yep,
this coming Saturday in Baltimore.
Baltimore City.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the Prince of Baltimore TV.
Good voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
For all the listeners, man, come on out this Saturday. Check out Young Rider in Baltimore, man.
Yeah.
Come check him out. He's going to have a big, hey. I'm going to let him borrow my horse. You want to buy a horse and ride it for about $300?
Okay, let's take another caller on the phone.
Another caller. What up, Sean?
I got another caller at 252. 252, your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hey, Mo, how are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
So, Mr. Ride,
oh, wow.
Huh?
Did you want to talk to me, Harold the Hippie?
No, I was calling Mr. Ryder.
Who are you calling, Joe?
I'm calling Mr. Ryder.
Clowns, be quiet for a second. She was calling for Young Ryder.
Young Ryder, you got a call for you, buddy.
Go ahead and talk, ma'am.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to her?
Go ahead and talk, ma'am.
Hello? Yeah, this Ryder right here is pretty hard. What's going on?
So when you coming to NC?
Oh, North Carolina. That should be September 27th. Greensville.
Okay, so I need to write that down. Well, it was good to see you at NC versus the World. You guys did a good job.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it too, buddy.
All right. Well, have a good night.
All right.
Hey, you know something? You need to stick around. You got a good speaking voice. I might want to hire you for my own personal representative or something. You know?
Hey, you just made a
man. No
up,
problem, man. I'll speak for you, man. I'm on the show, man. Thanks.
I'm not talking to your goddamn it. I'm talking to the goddamn lady here. I'm not talking to your ass.
Oh man. Hey,
Willie. She's already hung up. When she heard your voice, she hung up. So, okay.
Hey, Laser, you
trying to
make fun of my voice, buddy?
Young Ryder, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
If you don't mind, can you give out some of your social networks where these people can find you, and then we'll take another question?
Yeah, definitely. My Facebook page is Young Ryder. I also have another Facebook page, which is Ryder's World, ENT. My Instagram is YoungRyder05. No underscore, just Young Rider 05. Also, you can hit me on my email, youngrider07@icloud.gmail. Youngrider07
at iCloud@gmail.com.
Oh,
damn,
it's got that moonshine. Lord have mercy.
Ugh. Yeah, I need that moonshine.
Hey, man. Hey, young rider, man. Young rider, man. Hey, can me and Willie do a show with you, man?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to call you Moonshine.
I'm going to tell you something about me and that moonshine.
Wow.
All right. Hey, this is what I was going to tell you. That moonshine made you ride all damn night long. I'm serious. They won't call you Young Rider. Hell, they be calling you like they call me, Long Rider.
Yeah, I'm Young Rider, a.k.a. Long Man Sharp,
Long Rider,
a.k.a. Barack Obama, a.k.a. Rider Velvet.
Wow. Hold on for a second, guys. Hold on one second. We got another caller. I'm going to open up another mic.
Oh, yeah. Let the callers call in. What up,
though? 630, your phone is open. 630, your phone is open. You can make a comment, ask a question.
Hey, Ryder. This is Nick from Chicago, one of the bad girls,
hey,
one of your best supporters. Trying to make sure you were going to be in Chicago come October 5th and 19th.
Yep. And the 19th, yeah.
Oh, wow, it's my birthday,
okay.
Man, October 19th.
Yeah, my birthday actually October 6th. Yeah, I'm a Libra.
Okay, cool. That's what's
yeah.
up.
All right, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do special for your birthday. So, you know, you get mad love from Chicago. You get mad love from the bad girls. We're your biggest supporters. We follow. We there for you. So I'll be seeing you come October 5th.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Colin, for calling in. We appreciate your call.
Yeah,
no problem. You gentlemen, have a great night.
You need to call in again sometime. We like you.
Shut up. Now she's gone. Don't. Hey, Willie, you got to be quiet a little bit, man, because you're really talking over me, and I'm getting really, really pissed off at you because you're talking over me like it's your show. It's not your show. You're just a friend, dude. You're just a friend. And you're about to be fired in about 10 minutes. I'm going to fire you and put Hal the Hippie on your position.
Scissor, you can kiss my ass. You know that, don't you?
Wow. Okay. Okay, Willie. You know what, guys? I'm not going to fire Willie because he owes me money. Until you pay me my money, I can't fire you, brother.
No, Scissor, I'll tell you what. Fire me, Scissor. Please fire me.
I got another question from 862. 226. Your mic is open.
Hi.
You can ask
this is Antoine.
What's up, Antoine?
Do you do private parties?
Not for no Antoine.
No.
Probably Antoinette. Definitely not Antoine.
I have a lot of money. I was just wondering if you did a private party.
Oh, no, not for Antoine.
Let me ask you a question. How about a lap dance?
Where are you calling from, Antoine?
Antoine, I'm on the phone no more.
Antoine,
get your ass off the goddamn phone. Antoine,
don't
ever call you no more.
I just muted Antoine out. I'm going to take another caller. I got another call from 862-214. Your mic is open. You asked a question. Antoine has me going, man. I'm sorry. Okay, 862-214. Your mic is open.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm Young Rodder. I'm actually his best friend for him.
Oh, Lord.
And,
what up, Kitty? What up,
yo? What up, bestie? Basically, I never really get to ask you this question. How do you feel knowing that you have provided women with the most gratifying moment of their life at some time during your career?
Say that again, because your phone's breaking up.
How do you feel knowing that you have provided the most gratifying moment for some of these women during your career?
I mean,
But that's what I strive for moments. That's
okay,
what moments
so I'm only
places.
Asking you that question because everybody's not a real entertainer. And you are
right.
That one.
I'm glad
you got
know
that right, baby. Everybody ain't real.
Hey, baby. I've never been to a male exotic show. I really have no reason why I would go anyway. But I got to ask you a question, man, because evidently you've been before. What does he do that's so different from other guys? Because, you know, just let me know that.
Well, it's a little different for me, but as far as entertaining the women, he provides a facility for them. So
he does what now? He does what?
He provides a fantasy for some women.
Oh, okay, a fantasy, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. So,
wow, man, why couldn't you just say oral?
Why can I just say what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, Harold, I didn't understand it either,
man. Don't pay no damn attention to that, fool.
Ma'am, can you be quiet for 1 second, please? What'd you say, ma'am?
I was just saying that he provides a fantasy. At the end of the day, it's a fantasy, and a lot of women walk away very satisfied. I want to know exactly how does it make him feel to be idolized at this match.
Okay.
Because he's
That's
not just
you,
a New Jersey dancer. He's world from coast to coast. He's not just New Jersey.
Okay. Young Ryder, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm here.
She asked you how you feel about providing a service for women out there with a fantasy. You actually fulfill their needs because I guess you fulfill her needs.
Oh, yeah, but basically what it is, because you never really know what's going on with women. You know, they can come for different reasons. You know, they could have had a hard day at work. They could be having marital problems, relationship problems, or just feeling down, you know what I'm saying? So that's just basically my job. I try to uplift them when they come to the show. You know, it's a little bit of erraticness, but it's a whole package of entertainment. I try to provide a whole package. Whatever they might be feeling at the time, while they're in my presence, I try to clear all that out.
Hey, Young Rod, I got a question for you, baby. What if the Burgatol pills ran out?
Wow.
Oh.
But hey. I thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give him a real question besides all other stuff that was going on. So I just wanted them to see the real business side in him. That's all.
Thank you, man. We appreciate your question. That was a wonderful question.
Hey, baby. We thank you for calling.
Yeah, but you do have a good night, guys.
You really laid it down for him.
You too, man. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
You really laid it down. I like that.
Okay. I gotta get this cat back on the phone, man. Let me take this 862 again. 862-226. Your mic is back open. Antoine, what's up?
Well, Antoine interrupted my call. I just wanted to call and give a shout out to my bestie. I'm still waiting for my shirt.
This is Antoine's phone. Where's Antoine at? That's not Antoine.
Well, I want to talk to Antoine. Not right now. But no, I do have a question.
Antoine ain't got nothing to say.
Y'all crazy.
Wow.
I do have a question, though.
I'm definitely enjoying the night.
Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is to you. After you do retire, what is your next endeavor?
Good question.
Well, shit, to be honest with you. It's a number of things that I would like to do, but I know I don't want to be working for nobody once I retire.
I hope
my empire, you know, rise to the occasion. To make me and my family wealthy. But I just know I don't want to be working for no other. That's why I'm striving to get the clothing line where it needs to be, to open different avenues, to start a whole other franchise at the same time. Is that a great answer for you, Antoine?
This is not Antoine. You know what? This is not Antoine. Don't play with me.
But no, yeah. I'm still waiting for my Riders World apparel. It's been like a year.
Wow.
Hey,
what's up with that, brother?
Oh, yeah, we got the Riders World boy shorts. We got the Riders
That's
World
what I'm waiting
team.
For on my
about
t-shirt. Boy shorts and
Riders
t-shirt.
We're about to have Riders World footing. And we coming with the whole. We're about to just wear Riders World.
Right.
Well, can I have some Riders World?
Yeah, I got Riders Girl shirts coming out, Riders Lady. No?
Well, can I get myself, please?
Riders Redneck coming out. You got Riders Redneck coming out?
You know what?
Yes.
It's the new slang in New Jersey. I can't with the weather. This
well, man.
This,
hey, man, how about some Rider paraphernalia, man?
I just want the
How about some Rider paraphernalia, man?
Started killing themselves.
A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas PR stunting like that's a movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music, I swear. Fuck them niggas this year, I make Forbes list, nigga. Fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous. Without me, rap is just a bunch of orphans. But if I stayed in the shit, it's a bunch of corpses. And me and my dread nigga from New Orleans, stashing money like hoarders off multi-platinum recordings. Eating like I'm seated at Swiss Soto and Yoso's. Nothing was the same, this shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem, this shit for Javon. This shit for Julius, Millie Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All them boys in my wheel, all them boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. Weezy been on the edge, you niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to pop, he might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the screw face, living out of suitcase. But I'm feeling good, Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refused to wait up, I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me like I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my King James shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up?
Hey, yeah, a young nigga trying to win here again. If I like, I just fly to the city I'm in. I got a drinking with your boy, I got a fucked up shout it. Oh, yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. That was Drake right there. And Drake's doing his thing, man, on this radio show right here. We do support Drake. He's a good client, a good guy. We need to get Drake on the show. What's up, Harold? Harold, you still out there, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm just chilling, man. Just sitting back listening to the radio station, man.
You think we're going to get Drake involved with the show to come on the show?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit, man, on DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, man. I see you got the Yin Yang Twins coming up, man, and I'm just, like, excited about all the shows we got, man.
Yeah, I talked to those cats today. They actually called me up today, and they were like, they wanted to come on the show. And I was like, great, yeah, we'll get you involved. So, you know, I wasn't even thinking, man. I gave them a date. I shouldn't have gave them that date. I should have gave them something like next week, but I could have called up one of these independent artists and said, hey, you know what, guys? I will give you two interviews if you let me get my guy Yin Yang Twins on next week. But I didn't do that. I put the Yin Yang Twins up there like everybody else. I gave them a date October the 2nd. That's on a Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central. We're going to have the Yin Yang Twins on here. So that's going to be a hell of a show right there. We're gonna try to let me talk during the show. Give me a little bit more time to talk because these guys, Willie doesn't give me time to talk. Now we got this old crazy black woman that's on the show. She doesn't give me time to talk, and it's just pathetic, man, just pathetic.
Caesar, let me ask you a question, buddy. Are those guys gonna bring some of that Chinese rice with them when they come on the show? Are they gonna bless us with that?
Boy, what are you calling some of the stupidest stuff to say, man? I tell you. Hey, check it out, guys. Tonight we got about we got about 20 minutes left for the show with Young Reiner. Why don't you give your social networks again, because this is the part of the show where you give your social networks one more time, get all these women involved. Man. You have a lot of people tuning in tonight on the phone lines. We got a lot of people.
I have Riders World05@gmail.com.
Okay.
I have youngriders07@icloud.com. My Instagram page is youngriders05. And my Facebook page is youngriders. You know, I'm all over the place. You know, reach out or reach back. You know, I'm all for it. As long
long as everything is kept clean, no disrespectful things happening. No,
Hey, man, tell him how you're spelling Young Rider, man, because you don't want to get him confused because there's a lot of them out here, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already confused.
Young Rider is Y-O-U-N-G-R-I, not a Y-R-I-D-E-R.
Right, right.
Hey,
right.
Young Rider, don't tell Caesar. I'm your new manager on the road, baby. I'm your new manager. My name is Madam. That's what they call me, Madam.
Oh, yeah. That's
man, ma'am, don't sound like you got too much time to live, because fuck, you're dying right now, baby.
No, I'm not dying. I just got a little cold.
Wow, you got more than a cold, man. You thought you got tuberculosis. But anyway, madam.
I tell you what, let me make this clear. They done made me a new road manager and everything. I want to tell everybody in that trailer park down there, Mississippi and all over, that we going to have a show coming down there, and all them country girls, one of them gator dudes, y'all come on out and show everything you got. Show what you're working with. Young Rider going to give you a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be a hell of a show.
Wow, man. So you're Young Rider's new manager. Your name's Madam?
Oh, Madam, you know.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, man. Anything possible on this show, man. Wow.
You know what? You know what? He just kicked Baltimore Storm out of the picture, man. Now he's...
No.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, let's get Baltimore Storm on the phone, man, and see what she thinks about this.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do, man. We're going to get Baltimore to call in. Hey, Baltimore, if you're listening...
Check it out, baby.
Baltimore, if you're listening in, call in right now and push one. Okay, there it is. There she is.
Wow, man. Madam, you better get ready now.
Wait a minute. Me and Baltimore, we got this on the face.
Are you out there listening to Baltimore?
Yup.
B-more, what up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Willie.
Hey, what's going on, Baltimore? Hey, Baltimore. You got a major problem. We got Madam on here trying to be the manager, man.
Hey.
Yeah, we got this old lady on here. She come up. She the damn manager and everything. I want you to shut her ass.
Hey,
right
if she can get him some shows and get him some money, that's what it is.
She said something about she's going to be his private dancer, like Tina Turner style or something, man.
That's what he does. He's a great entertainer. That's what he does. And I know he definitely wouldn't mind.
My grandbaby's doing that right now. I'm too old for that.
Hey, guys. Hey, check it out, everyone. Hey, Baltimore, I just want to salute you, man. I want to tell you thanks for hooking me up with this great person on the phone right now, Young Rider, because I was really it was really interesting to hear my man talk, because I know you guys don't know this. I really don't put business in the street, but I used to be an exotic dancer like way back in the days, and I used to be in good shape.
You gave me my first dance, baby. You remember that? He gave me my first dance. He was wonderful, baby.
Yeah, I see him. Okay, whenever this crazy woman gets through talking, I'm going to finish my talk.
Right. I'm trying to compliment you. I'm on your side. But anyway, my 10th birthday party, he gave me a great day about 15 years ago. Yeah, 15 years ago, he gave me my first dance. I was 65 years old.
Come on, lady. I didn't even know you, man. And I was lost 15 years ago when I used to do that. So it was probably about 20-some years ago when I used to travel all around the world dealing with these women out there, because
you got a great.
Because I've been doing this for 19 years. I mean, you know, I started out when I was so I was kind of young. I mean, but to be honest with you, your first few years, you know, you kind of, you know, exciting. But I always entertained, you know. I used to hip-hop dance behind Naughty by Nature, Redman.
Okay.
So, you know, I was always in tune with the entertainment side. That's why, you know, I take that part of the business very serious because I was around those kind of people. You know, I grew up with Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
So they kind of, you know, directed me into the right path of entertainment, you know, especially the business side. So,
I'm definitely down with OPP, man.
Yeah, I'm down with OPP too. I used to be down with Caesar, and Caesar, like, he don't remember giving me that goddamn damn. I got authorized, baby. Can you raise my hand up?
Mommy Dennis, be cool for a second, baby, because you're getting too much.
I'm down with OPP, other people's pot, man.
Hey, Harold, let me tell you something. That's why he's my best friend, buddy. I'm down with the same. That's why he's my best friend. Hey, Harold, we need to get some more of that Caesar's pot over there. He got some over there that he just got from
I don't need it, man.
I think Harold. Harold, you left that right there behind my trailer.
Is that? Oh man. Hey, put it to the side,
hey,
man. I'll do it later.
I will. Hey, listen, my damn horse. Hey, Roger, you want to buy a horse? I sold you about $300.
That's true.
Okay, guys.
We ain't gonna talk about no horse tonight. I want to save my piece so I can go because I don't have time to fool with y'all today. So I just wanted to call in just to say I was trying to call earlier but my phone was dropping. But anyway, just wanted to call in just to say hi and give a shout out to Young Rider. He is a great entertainer. I'm so proud of him for stepping out, you know, venturing off to his clothing line. He's not an easy person to work with. However, I tolerate him and his attitude, but it's all good. So we're definitely going to be doing some big things, and thank you, DJ, always. Kisses, hugs, kisses. Thank
you. Hey, Baltimore. Baltimore, baby. I want to cut nobody off or nothing, but Baltimore, I want to thank you for the partnership because if he get me into trouble, I'm going to put the switch on his ass.
Anyway, just look out for the clothing line. We're doing some big things next year, the end of next year. So definitely thank you for showing him that love. Thank you for having him on the talk show, the interview. Thank you for everything. So, DJ, you know, I'll talk to you. And I'll definitely, you know, see you online. So we'll chit-chat.
Yes.
But, yeah, just look out for Riders World Clothing. We're definitely going to break into the fashion industry.
Before you leave, let me ask you a question before you leave, baby. On those contracts you done just sent me, can I just put an X on that contract instead of my name?
You said the contract that I sent you? First of all, I ain't going to send you nothing, but you know I ain't send you anything.
Wow.
If you want to do business, he gave you his social network, so you can hit him up, and I'm quite sure he'll work something out for you.
Well, we already talked about it, man. We talked about it.
Oh,
well,
you
know, I was going to do a partnership with you.
Wow.
You want to do a partnership with you? With you, man. That's what I'm going to do.
What if you want to do a partnership with you? What you bring to the table? Because
hey,
partnership, you know, you can look at brain sizes. So what you have?
I get a big check every month.
We good. Thanks anyway. Well, we good.
I don't want to take
that one more check. She get a big check. She might need that. And she be trying to call and take people to call because we just took her money.
I ain't already gave Young Rider some of my check.
Wow.
You got to take
don't have nothing to do with it. You gave it to him.
Yeah, we take all that.
Where's Antoine at, man?
Hey, young rider, check it out, brother.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I apologize for these people being silly.
No, it's all good. I definitely enjoyed myself tonight, so I definitely want to thank everybody.
Yes, sir.
Tuning in, and also thanking you guys for having me.
Yes,
sir. I definitely enjoyed myself. I had a great time. So
that's what's up, man.
If I can come back, I'll come back. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir. Most definitely. Hey, so check it out, young man. What I'm going to do is whenever we feel like we want to find out what you got going on, we're going to call you up and put you on the spot, all right? We're going to put you on the air. And we're not going to let you know you're on the air until I actually tell you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, anytime,
okay,
man. I just want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my two beautiful sons. I want to give a shout-out to, you know, everybody that tuned in and showed love. I want to give a shout-out to you guys. I also want to give a shout-out to my cousin, Tariq, Mr. Capable Sanders, you know, Rock Vito, the Nasty Boy, even though we're going through a little something. You know, give a shout-out to everybody that's doing what I'm doing in the Mel Exotic Entertainment business. Shout-out to everybody.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for that. We appreciate you, man. You've been a gentleman.
Hey, we thank you for coming, buddy. I really enjoyed you, buddy. I mean,
I appreciate it. I want my moonshine, man. I want my moonshine.
I'm sitting up here drinking on this D&J.
I want that moonshine.
I tell you what, buddy. Hey, I got your social network. I'm going to email you some of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I need that. But, yo, I definitely want to thank you guys again, man. God bless y'all.
God bless you,
man.
Young
Ryder. Thanks, young Ryder.
Hey,
thanks, man.
Hey,
I'm about to bless you with this damn horse again, Ryder. I'm about to send it to you. I'm tired of it.
Hey,
you too, the Spanish, man.
I just want to say one thing before you leave, man. If these guys let you get a word in, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've been a perfect gentleman tonight. You had a lot of people come on, man. You probably had more people than we're used to be honest with you. Because you had some callers on the phone that we didn't even get to be honest with you.
Antoine is stalker, man.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Hey, young rider.
Yeah.
I gave you my check, but I ain't get my money worth.
You didn't? Man,
no,
I'm gonna get you right, man. How you want it? From the side? What?
Okay. We're gonna go to another song right now. On that one.
All right. So.
I don't wanna do wrong. Oh, it's
one play. Well, Gag got off the phone. He's gone now. So I just want to thank our guests tonight. I want to thank Point Blank for being on the show tonight. Also, I'd like to thank Young Rider, a very good young man, very, very intelligent young man. He has a clothing line out called The Riders. I didn't get a chance to tell the brother what I needed, but I'll get with him later on. I do have another caller, 916-868. Your mic is open. You got a question or you'd like to make a comment?
Oh, hi, Caesar. It's Tanya. I'm just listening to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Tanya? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. It's a good show.
Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate that, man. We really do. Were you here did you hear Young Rider?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that was wonderful. That guy was on point. We got Tanya coming on the show also. Hey, Tanya, when are you scheduled for your interview?
September 11th.
September 11th. You guys don't want to miss her. I'm going to let her tell you what she has going on, but she is a very, very interesting young lady. Tanya, me and DC, we actually tried to call you up, like I think it was a couple days ago. Hey, Harold, do you remember when me and DC called her up? Okay, so you know about that.
I think I've been, financial issues, and some things are more important than a cell phone for me. So,
Okay.
Yeah, you tell them about that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
What's that?
We're on the radio. We're still on the radio, Willie. We are on the radio. Okay. Okay. So, Miss Tanya, can you tell them why they should know you? Why would they know you?
They should want to know me because I am the first person, I would say, in the history of poetry that was ever able to write a poetry book on Tupac Shakur.
That's what's up, man. We really appreciate that. We're not going to give them too much, Tanya, because we have history coming up in September, and I want to keep it like
Tanya, I remember you, Tanya. I remember you. You're not good friends. I remember we go way back. I used to talk to you on my Facebook page, but months back. I remember that.
Wow. Hey, Willie, Willie's always drunk. He's always drinking, so he's probably drunk right now. I know you probably don't know him, Miss Tanya, but this is a...
She knows exactly who I am. You're not... wait a minute. I thought we went to a bar and drunk some moonshine. I thought we did.
Hey, Caesar, isn't this the woman that's going to be actually working with you and the other guy on the magazine, A&R Review?
Yeah. We have the brand-new magazine coming out, guys. That'll be out in January, so you guys be on the lookout for that. We're going to go worldwide with it. It's going to be, like, a very interesting test for us. We actually got the stuff that we're working on right now, and we're going to have that thing up and going in just a little bit. Guys, give us a little bit of time. We're going to come out with a brand-new A&R magazine called the A&R Review. It's going to be hot.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be our magazine. Yes, sir. And Ms. Tanya is going to be the editor of that magazine. She's going to be working with us.
And
we're
going to
be making a plot.
And I'm going to lay out that ink like a block of cement.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Tanya, can you give us a little poetry before we leave offline? Because we're offline right now, but my recorder is still working for the show. So can you give us a little poetry for leaving out?
Yeah, I'll actually give one. I'll give one that's the intro to Tupac Equals the Outlaws of Mike and Men, and it's called Tupac Shakur. And I say, lived and died, born before his time, tattooed with thug life, no shame, just pride. A soldier of misfortune with broken wings that flew high. As he talked about police brutality right before our eyes, he became a marked man and they claimed his voice was the crime. He needed justice in the black communities to be seen and heard, not with ignorance but intelligent words. Some thought of him as a troublemaker in more than one way, as he prayed for those at Rikers Island, even the innocent that were put away. With a free mind that never found peace, even with the mic in his hand, it was him against the world, so alone he would stand. But his love for California kept him on top, tied up in contracts, tighter than not. Until one night invaded silence from a drive-by, but just like a cat, he licked all nine lives.
Tupac Shakur may be gone by 25, but his life was a dream of time. That's the intro.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and the book is actually written entirely in poetry, every single page except for the table of contents and the credits. And that poem right there.
I got a question for you, Tanya. My 2-year-old, I can't read that well. I dropped out of kindergarten, but my 2-year-old, would it be easy for her to read that book?
Well, if she can read, it would be easy. But I would suggest somebody maybe select some of the stuff and read to her, because some of the poetry has a lot of subliminal messages.
I want them to read to me. I want whoever to read to me. I want them to read it to me because I can't read everything, you know?
Oh, well.
Hey, man, I'll get a copy of it, man, and we'll get together and we'll have a session and I'll read it to you, man.
How can you read anything when your eyes don't even open all the way, man? You've been cheeky for just as long as I know you, man. So how are you going to read to Willie?
Wow, man, you put me out there, man.
Hey, you know, I didn't put you out there, bro. You put yourself out there. You came on talking about the big bong and stuff. So, you know what? Hey, guys, check it out. The DJ Blast and the Friends Show on every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. Dads, don't miss. It's going to be a hell of a show when you check it out. You don't never know what Harold the Hippie's going to say. You don't never know what Willie the Redneck's going to say. But I guarantee it's going to be something hilarious. Going to have fun. Hey, guys, check out the September show with Miss Tanya Green. She's going to be on September 11th, so you guys don't miss it. It's going to be fun. Hey, guys, I'm going to get out of here tonight because I haven't had anything to eat tonight, so I'm about to get out of here and get myself a bite to eat. And I want you guys to have a blessed evening for the rest of the remaining of eating. You guys, thanks for calling in tonight, the DJ Black Season Friends Show. We're out. Thank you, Tanya Green.